Hey, buddy, I've got a question for you. How much do you hang out with people that you used to know? Like way back when, like high school people. Do you hang out with those people? Do you still talk to those people? Do you give a shit about those people? Do you look back at your high school time fondly? Because I don't, I guess. I shouldn't say it like that. It's not that I fucking hated high school, but I don't give a shit about high school. Like, when I look back, I don't fucking care about any of it. I kind of view it as, like, not a very important part of my life, which is bizarre because they're formative years, but I don't really give a shit about any aspect of that old life. And as a result of that, I don't really associate with many people from my old high school. Oh, there's a handful of people that I'm friends with on Facebook. There's a handful of people that listen to the podcast. Hey, fellas. Hey. But for the most part, I don't pay much attention to people that I used to know in high school. I don't really give a shit what they're doing. I don't care how they're doing. I don't hate them. But they're not on my fucking radar. I don't give a shit. And as such, I don't really want to see them again. So I'm very interested when people want to see, like, their old classmates. Somebody I know recently had a high school reunion, and there was, like, a big deal. Like, oh, it's been 10 years. I'm going to the high school reunion. What? I didn't go to my fucking high school reunion. I'm sure I wasn't missed. I'm sure nobody there thought, hey, where the fuck is Chris Johnson? I want to see him. Chris Johnson's available. Chris Johnson's around. I'm not hard to find. I was on the fucking radio for 10 years, for fuck's sake. Like, you know where I am. I just think it's very weird that people that you haven't talked to in 10 years, people you probably haven't thought about in 10 years, people you don't hang out with, people who, if they mattered more, you would have reached out to them or you would be hanging out with them now. Why do I want to just get together with all those people? My graduating class wasn't particularly huge, probably a little over 100 people, I guess. I got some old yearbooks around here somewhere, but I'm not fucking digging those out. I don't give a shit. But I have no desire to see or hang out with anybody from my old high school. I can't see myself ever going to a high school reunion. I just don't give a fuck. I don't know what I would talk to those people about. Like, the people from my high school that I'm still connected with, I chat with from time to time. But there's a lot of other people there that I don't talk to. Why do I want to see those people? I mean, really, the only connection we had was that our parents lived in the same place. And as a result, we all went to the same school. Sometimes we were in the same classes. Did we talk? Maybe. I don't fucking remember. Was I a dick to you? Probably. If so, I apologize. Sincerely. If I was a fucking asshole to you in high school, I'm sorry. Here's another reason I had no fucking interest in going to my reunion. I had to fucking pay for it. Like, it would have been a fucking stretch for me to go out to my fucking high school reunion if it was fucking free. The fact that money is now involved and I am paying to go, are you fucking kidding me? So it's bad enough I gotta fucking hang around with and talk to people that I have no interest in talking to that I haven't spoken with in 10 years. Now I have to pay to fucking see them? Holy shit, where do I sign up for that? Hey, look, buddy, you know those 85 people that you've never talked to in years who probably think you're a big piece of shit? Good news. They're all getting together at this bar you've never heard of. We rented it out for the night. You're invited, $35, but guess what? Open bar all night. Well, it's not really an open bar. I fucking paid $35. I paid for the fucking bar. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. I mean, I guess you have to fucking put the fact that it's an open bar in the goddamn invitation, because if it wasn't a fucking open bar, why the fuck would anybody go? If I had to fucking hang out with all those people, I'd get fucking hammered in 5 seconds. It's the only way I could fucking make it through. My biggest fear in life is getting through like a day or an event or a party or a gathering and just figuring out what to fucking say. Like, what am I going to talk to these people about? What the fuck am I going to say? With people from high school that I haven't known in fucking years, I have no idea what I'm going to fucking say. I don't want to tell old high school stories. I don't give a shit about old high school stories. I don't want to fucking relive high school. Like, some people view high school as like the fucking glory days. You know what those people are? Losers. They peaked in fucking high school. High school is just something you got to fucking get through. Like, I didn't have a bad time in high school either. I had a fine time. I got along with most people, I think. But once I fucking graduated, I'm fucking done. I ain't coming back. The crazy thing is, like, you don't talk to these people in so long, and then all of a sudden, they're like, they can't wait to see you? Horseshit. The class president sent me a message on Facebook, and it was like, hey, Chris, the reunion's here, and it's this much money, and, you know, it starts at this time. Oh, last time I talked to you online, you blocked me. I probably deserved it, but at the same time, go fuck yourself. We're not hanging out. I don't want to see you. I looked at some pictures of the event as well. Everybody's got fucking name tags on. Think about that. What's the fucking point of paying for a goddamn event where you're not even going to recognize these people? You're going to have a fucking name tag on? Hey, we were in homeroom together. Oh, we were? Oh, let me see. What's your name tag say? Sarah? Hi, Sarah. My name's Chris. We haven't talked in 10 years, and I probably didn't give a fuck about you when I talked to you 10 years ago. But it's nice to see you. What have you been doing? Aren't those conversations the fucking worst? When I used to work at the gas station, I worked at a gas station in college. Every now and then somebody from my old high school would roll in. And it was always somebody I never talked to, and those people talking to me the most. They're like, so, how's it going? What the fuck? What is your name, Dennis? Who the fuck are you? We don't have to talk. You got 10 bucks in gas. I'll take your fucking 10. Get the fuck out of here. You want a pack of smokes? Want some Newports? I can give you some of those too. I don't know what it would take to get me to go to a fucking reunion. Like, I don't care what people have been doing. I mean, I hope they're well. Hope you're not in prison somewhere. Other than that, meh, I couldn't give a shit less about you. Unless you listen to the podcast, then I love you. And I'll be back Sunday and Wednesday. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a bunch of fucking slamming and banging going on downstairs. The couple is fighting again. I'm going to put my ear to the ground and listen, so I got to wrap this up quick. Follow me on Twitter, Johnson Hates You. Catch every episode on Podbean. Catch those new hot Facebook videos, baby. I'm going to keep putting those out. You can also follow the podcast on Apple Pods and Google Play. I'll let you know how this argument turns out.